Yesterday, the GM CEO, Mary Barra, says GM is vastly different company today than just 5 years ago. And then she went on to announce profits that were a little better than had been estimated. But, you know, it's good times for all the car makers right now. And in the paper today, the Detroit News business columnist Daniel House has been wondering if GM is as vastly different as Barra claims. He joins us now. Well, Daniel, easy to say things have changed when the market's good, right?
Yeah, exactly right. But I do think that if you dig a little deeper into this company, not only into the numbers, but also the way they're performing and the way they're incentivizing their employees and advancement and other things, I think it does feel like a different company. There's a lot more accountability that they're striving for. GM was a company that for a lot of years moved its personnel problems around instead of making them go away and showing them the door. And I think more and more they are doing that.
Lots been written and said about the entrenched corporate culture at GM. Mm-hmm. How has Mary Barra tackled that? What kind of changes has she made?
Well, I think the most important thing she's done is she's changed salaried compensation plans and altered them to time to raises, bonuses, to real results, not just to, hey, we're trying for best efforts towards goals. They changed it's not my problem ethos that was punctuated by kind of the GM nod of like someone would ask you to do something and you'd nod and then walk out of the room and never do it, into saying your problem is my problem. And she's tried to really root out what she calls cave people, which is continually against virtually everything, and really put in a much more realistic culture of accountability. I think that's as important as what they're doing in terms of the numbers. I mean, General Motors has got a very heavy burden that it has to carry. It has a long legacy of awful financial results, of mediocre product, of, you know, a whole host of things, a lot of which are known to the listeners. And I think there's the sense, well, now we're on the other side of this. Can you just forget all that? And I think the answer to that, realistically, is no, you can't forget about it. You have to prove that you're different. And one of the ways you prove you're different is to deliver the financial results, but also to be able to operate in difficult times and change the way you operate based upon the conditions that you face in the world. It's one thing to have a business plan. It's another thing to have the business plan impacted by real events that a company as large as General Motors cannot control.
There was nearly a 7% jump in the stock price yesterday, but as you mentioned, you know, they've got to have a consistent show of profits. Somebody mentioned to me that GM has stopped worrying about basically having market share and instead worrying about having profits, and that might be something new for GM. Is that true?
Well, yes, it is true. I mean, for a very long time, I've been around General Motors in various parts of the world for close to 20 years, and I will tell you that, you know, market share was always the holy grail. And it didn't really matter necessarily whether they were making money in North America or losing money in North America. So what's our market share? Well, I think this leadership and coming out of the bankruptcy is taking a totally different tack and saying, you know, if we're not number one, but we're number two in North America, or we're number one in North America, but we're number two or three globally, what's more important to us is whether we're profitable and whether we're generating enough cash to be an attractive investment to Wall Street, and also to be able to plow that money into product development, both near term for new cars and trucks and SUVs, and also longer term into not only alternative propulsion vehicles, but self-driving cars. Because the new real competition that is emerging for a company like General Motors is not Ford and Toyota, it's Google and Apple.
You write that for now, saying GM is vastly different is just talk. When will you feel that Mary Barra's vastly different quote is reality?
I think when they just keep delivering, quarter to quarter. They're on track now to make an awful lot of money this year. It's going to be a complicating factor when they finally get into the final stretch of negotiations with the United Auto Workers. It's not going to go unnoticed that they've already made about, I think it's around $8 billion, and they're going to be on track to do more, which means that the profit sharing payouts are going to be very healthy. I think this is a process, and you know, it's not like General Motors is going to arrive at a date certain and say, you know, you are now officially a vastly different company. It is going to be a process of delivering in different economic environments, to which people are going to say, hey, look, they are different. I mean, the fact that their share price is still trading fairly close to their initial public offering price of almost 5 years ago ought to tell you that investors are kind of sitting back and saying, we're not really sure here. Conversely, we've seen other auto stories and other IPO stories coming out of the 2010-2011 timeframe that the shares are up fourfold, which tells me that the investor community has looked at that and said, this company is on the move. And I'm thinking of Delphi, which was the former parts supplier to General Motors. So it's really, this is a process. It's not a destination. And they're just going to have to keep doing what they're doing.
Daniel Howes is business columnist for the Detroit News. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.